Om Shanti. Baba loves us so much. We have received so much sustenance. The most valuable sustenance, incredible sustenance, unique sustenance is the spiritual sustenance. What does it mean that God is sustaining us? In form, in the relationship, the parents' relationship. Parents are most concerned to sustain their children. It's a natural sanskaras of giving love, attention, taking care, and one sanskaras I found in God, I experienced, or all of you would have noticed, which is in Laukik parents up to some extent, and that is, they want to give their children more than what they have. All parents want to become their children higher than themselves. There is never ever kind of jealousy. No parents will become jealous if the father is an ordinary, maybe just an office clerk, a small businessman, working in a small office, an office bearer, and the child becomes the manager of the factory, the manager of the shop, and becomes a big officer. The child becomes president, prime minister. The parents are proud, my child, my son, my daughter has become so and so. And so God, the real benevolent being, selfless, benevolent being. Laukik parents also have a wish. Even they know that if their children become very elevated, higher than them, more elevated than them, they still have a wish that when they are old or at the time of need, their children will help them. There's still expectations and dependency. God doesn't want anything from us. He has very high wish, very elevated vision, deep heartfelt feeling for our upliftment. He makes us master of paradise. But He Himself does not go in paradise. He just lives in the world of silence, in supreme abode. Now also He makes us, today Baba says, He has come to make us like Himself. The status He gives us more than Himself. He enables us to become doubly worship worthy. He makes us so worthy that we are worshipped in the form of the Saligram, the souls, the bodiless. Saligram, when they prepare Rudra Yajna, our incorporeal form with incorporeal Father. And we are also worshipped deities. Our temples are built. Our statues are worshipped. So Baba makes us worship worthy, double worship worthy. He makes us double crowned kings. He doesn't wear a crown. His ever light makes us double light. Now he makes us like himself, the ocean of knowledge. Like himself, the ocean of peace. The ocean of happiness. He also purifies us and makes us so pure divine beings that we become ever healthy, ever wealthy, ever happy. As a teacher, he gives us such clear understanding. Every day explains with so much love, takes us into so much depth, makes everything so clear, so that no doubt remains in the intellect. And has so much patience with us. If we tell somebody one or two things and then they are not putting into practice, we say, but I have told you before, why are you not giving attention? How long I will tell you? And Baba, same thing. Every day. And not only just one time. In one murli, how many times he reminds us how we should remember him. What should be our consciousness while remembering? What should be our feelings while remembering? What does it mean to be soul conscious and then remember the Supreme Being, the Supreme Soul, the Supreme Father? Gives us such self-respect, creates so much self-respect in us. And we lose our self-respect again and again. And he creates once again intoxication. He gives once again not only just hope but gives the power. If we have made mistake, not only if he forgives the mistake but he makes us forget the mistake and reminds us what you have to do now. Make past is past. In a different way, he sustains us. Today Baba said, the religious founders sustain this world by repairing little bit this world. Means by becoming the pillars of this world. When the world becomes old, then the pillars are put, this, the house becomes old, then pillars are given, put for their, so kind of, for the support of the house, and, or it is whitewashed, some color or repair is done. It is also called sustenance. But Baba is not only just repairing, but making us totally new, perfect. So every relationship is relationship to sustain the soul, and sustain means to make the soul strong. When the parents give sustenance, they want the child to be healthy. They want the child's personality should be very good. They want the child to be rich. They want the child to be well educated. They want to have him good manners. They want to have, their wish me sustenance is not only just giving food and giving clothes. That is not, this sustenance is not only just okay, like the animal. Animal can also sustain their children. People also sustain their children, but God's sustenance is complete sustenance, a total transformation of making our personality divine, pure. That kind of sustenance He gives, that then we are able to give sustenance to others. Through us, through our statues, He gives sustenance to the people, for the souls, for the devotees, for half of the cycle. Imagine how powerful personality He makes us by giving spiritual sustenance. The body keeps changing, but it is the soul that gets sustenance. So that power remains for the whole cycle. And at the confluence age, He gives even physical sustenance. For example, we come to Madhuban. How much care is taken here by Baba's children from the moment you come off the plane. Brothers and sisters are waiting. How many hours? Midnight, and it's not only one day job. It's a 6 month job is for the foreigners. And 6 months lasts the season for different groups that coming from India. The train, by some people are coming by train and some people are coming by plane. And in India it is also midnight train coming, midnight plane coming, early morning plane coming. And brothers and sisters are waiting there for 5 hours, 6 hours, 2 hours, 5, according to me. As soon as they come, you are welcome, just like VIP has come. The flower is offered. Everybody is welcome with so much love. Your luggage is taken care, brought garam chai, hot milk, even if it is midnight, are taken care. Even the Lokik family does not do that. The physical care itself, making all arrangements for Baba's children to stay comfortably, no matter, of course, places are limited, but they try their best. Not everybody can have same building, no? Not all can stay in Vishnupuri and not all can stay in Harmony House or other. Then it means if you all like to be in Harmony House, then bunk bed can be made. If you want to be. Because if it's not the house, it is in the heart. The feeling is that everybody should have a proper place. The food is cooked with so much love. Dadiji made this system. The foreigners like chips. Though it is fried food, but because the foreigners like it, here they don't eat chips every day. But foreigners come. Hospitality is given so much. So we are master of the house and we are guest in this house. Hospitality is so much. Foreigners like gulab jamun. Gulab jamun is made. Foreigners like ice cream. Ice cream is given. This is what it is, generosity, love. So it is sustenance for the body as well. But every day, means rich food, nourishing food that Baba gives for the soul. And he not only just gives the soul, but he gives the method how you can digest it that you remain healthy. This is also sustenance to guide how you should digest the food. It is healthy food. And you should have some exercise. And nowadays even the physical exercise, so then we can remain healthy. Even the physical exercise is also taught. I was amazed that her sister lives, Sujata Ben, in Pandav Bhavan, Mount Abu, and going every day or every other day to Shantivan to conduct the morning exercise. Who will take care such? It's okay, you can now 2 days, 3 days you are given the training, now you can do it yourself. But this is the care, no? It's attention, the new children come so they can also learn, and the old one they can also learn. Every time new group is coming, new enthusiasm is created. Transport is always available. Bus is waiting for us. Pandavan to Gansarovar, Gansarovar to Pandavan. Or we want to go to market, doesn't matter if we leave their credit card there. So much enthusiasm is there. The bus is ready. They just like, so transport department, kitchen department, the reception, the accommodation department, washing, taking care of our clothes. I mean, physical sustenance is also spiritual sustenance, physical sustenance, travel care. So this is what is remembered, that God has many, many arms. There's a praise of God. He walks without legs. He hears without ears. He does many, many hands without his own hands. So he does not have his own legs. But we are his, because it's all combined, unity, united family is there. And we are Baba's instrument to get sustenance and to give sustenance. So Baba is giving in all spiritual, social, moral, in every aspect, educational sustenance. Now, how should we give return of that? Baba does not need all of any of this. So to give the return of sustenance, Baba does not need sustenance. But what it is, how should we return, give the return, gratitude? How should we express our gratitude that what you have given to us? And Baba says, I don't want anything else. I just want you to make others like yourself. I want you to make others like me. In Sakar Baba's time, Baba used to say, make others like yourself. That is, you have received happiness in life. Your third eye is opened. You have had realization and recognition that God has come and is doing His work in incognito way. Now you have to give this recognition to others. Give this strength to others. And make yourself others like yourself. You have become Brahmins. And so let your lifestyle inspire others how happy you are. Make others happy like yourself. But sometimes, then Brahmins are challenged by Maya. As today Baba said, I make you very happy. But what happens? How your happiness? What is the reason that your happiness reduces? Maya cannot tolerate that. Because in kingdom of Maya, everybody is suffering, and here we are enjoying. So opposition of Maya comes. And so, if you lose happiness and you make others like yourself, then others will also lose happiness. If you have doubt and you make others like yourself, others will also have doubt. So don't make others like yourself. Make others not aap saman, not like you, but make baap saman, means equal to the Father. Equal to the Father Brahma. Mahavir. Unshakable. The embodiment of tapasya. The embodiment of renunciation. Victorious. And like Shiv Baba Saman, bodiless, benevolent. Ever truth, ever powerful. So it means to give the return of sustenance is that we need to give Baba the return of making ourselves as His wish is. Our life as He wants. His work, because we are His showpiece for His task, no? And so we should remain that. That's what Baba's vision is for us. We maintain that quality. We maintain in us that spirituality. We become, as He is creating spiritual Rajasthan, He is creating the spiritual royal kingdom. And so first it is that the return of His sustenance is that I remain spiritual. The spiritual sustenance is giving. So spirituality in me. And spirituality is the reality of the life. Spirituality. That is what is the real personality of the soul. Because we are children of the spiritual Father. Baba wants to see our personality. Spiritual personality. And so it's always becoming, in spirituality is royalty. This spirituality is not like sannyasis. So royalty, because sustenance is very royal. It's not with force. It's not with hatha yoga. It's not like sannyasis. So this is what first to give return of that my life is for you. I am yours. This is the return. I am not attracted towards anyone. I am not influenced by anyone. Like today's blessing. This is today's blessing is the return of sustenance. All my attractions is just you are everything for me. My whole world is in you. So I belong to you and you belong to me. And so it means the first return is of my life is for Baba. So now my lifestyle is not the old way of living. My wish, my vision, my thinking, my speaking, my behavior, everything is spiritual. And I'm doing with great pleasure. Very kingly, very royal way. It's not that I am making effort and others are having mercy for me. Poor soul is struggling so hard now. I know he's working very hard. This is not royalty. I enjoy spiritual life. It's not a pressure. It's a pleasure. This is a return. Brahmin life is not a pressure. Yogi life is not a pressure. It's a pleasure. Because only by experiencing this, exercising the spiritual sustenance, really we enjoy the value, we experience the beauty of it. And so spirituality, royalty. Then how else I give return of my sustenance? That whatever I have inculcated, the knowledge and virtues, that Baba is teaching us. We give sustenance to others through our dharana, through our life. We become example and sample for others, inspiration for others. We share what Baba has given to us. We take care of others. It's a family. Just like in the family, the elder children look after the young children. And sometimes even young children support the elder children. It's a family. So it's caring. It's sharing. So divinity is giving in a natural way. sustenance and support for the family. For the yajna. So Baba has created a yajna here. So we are samples for that. We are Baba's hands, right hands. Just like when we come here, others sustain us. So one is a spiritual sustenance by giving knowledge. Other is very subtle energy of our divine virtues, our vibrations, our happiness. And if someone is in doubt, not becoming doubtful with them, understanding and helping them to be free from the doubts that they have. If somebody is fluctuating, help them to come out from that fluctuation. It is possible only when I have faith in myself. I have faith in knowledge. I have faith in Baba. I have faith in drama. So I am Baba's, I have faith in everything and I give the return by being faithful to God. That is sustenance, being faithful to God. That is a return of sustenance. God has faith in me. I am faithful. I am honest and obedient child of Baba. So divinity is that what I have received, I give it natural to others. When Avyakt Baba became Sakar, Baba became Avyakt. So Gulzar Dadi Janaki tells her experience. There was a period where she was a little bit disheartened. What is going to happen now? And Baba said, give the sustenance that you have received from Baba to others. And that is what it is, just like again now it's a responsibility. It's taking the responsibility, the return of giving the sustenance. The return of sustenance is wearing the crown of responsibility. Love for Baba's children, love for yajna, love for service. But with great royalty, with great joy and happiness. So offering myself means offering my love. Someone asked me this morning a question, but how to experience? Means I know that Baba is sustaining us. But how should I offer my love? Baba's love is, knowledge itself is love. Love is not emotional love, we need to also understand. His sustenance is loveful sustenance. And in order to express His love, to sustain us, like mother has love for the child. And if he does not cook food for the child, does not feed the child, would the child be called, the mother has love? The love is in giving. And Baba's love of expression of love is giving us knowledge, saving us from drowning, caring, helping us to so be free from the chronic disease. And he might be sometime very strong. We have to understand God's sustenance. It is given by love, but love is not emotional love. It's not physical love. As he himself is bodiless, supreme soul, so his love will be for the soul, no? And so we expect love for the body, and that becomes emotional. But love for the soul, to sustain the soul. And especially to come here and give us knowledge. We were drowning in the ocean of vices. And he jumps in, he comes here. We were eaten by the crocodile, in the mouth of crocodile we were there, and he jumps in this ocean of poison and brings us out. The other theater or drama or film we see, that hero comes in and jumps and takes the heroine out from the mouth of the lion, the heroine becomes, surrenders her life to the hero. And here Baba, the hero, comes, takes us out from the mouth of dragon, and we don't even realize. Do we appreciate this? So expression of love is first to recognize what he is giving and appreciate what he has done for us. That makes us sustained. Opens our heart. And I don't even recognize the love he is giving. Sometimes Baba gives very strict advice, very strict directions. But that is also sustenance. At that time, he is the surgeon. His love is love of the surgeon. The surgeon. If we see only outer action of the surgeon, that he gets a sharp, very sharp tool to cut the body, and has a needle to sew it, or I saw the operation, the knee replacement, there was a German specialist of knee replacement, he came, he invited me to come in the operation theater. I was interested to see how he does. And what he does only, it was just like building a building with hammer and with big nails and with it was like cement. It was just only hitting and making a building. It is body is a building. And so if somebody says, just cut this, no part. So it is the love of the surgeon to remove the root of the sickness. Outwardly he is cutting and sewing and making, and he knows, the patient also knows, that there will be pain in the body. There will be some reaction in the body. But it is his love that he does operation to remove the cause of the suffering. And so Baba's love is of a surgeon's love. He wants to make us ever healthy. The whole world is suffering with the sickness of vices, the chronic disease of vices. Do I recognize? And so I keep my return of that is that I take care. So because he is giving me, this is the reason that you became sick, Now he operates me, and then I again indulge in vices. Is this return? No. I need to cooperate. That's just now I am careful. I don't indulge in vices. I take precautions. This is return. Then he does not have to work hard again. No? His love of the teacher, his sustenance of in the form of the teacher. The teacher does not study for the student. Teacher does not write the examination answer paper in the examination hall. He's a detached observer. And so there are certain situations he wants to make us see how much we have studied and we have become practical. Incognito power he gives. But we have to become experienced of becoming victorious, being a successful soul. This realization of his love as a mother, his love as a father, his love as a brother, his love as a sister, his love as a teacher, his love of my friend, my beloved. And also fulfilling the feeling of being a child. The love of the Sadguru. So this question this morning that someone asked, but okay, Baba says, give me vices. And so this when we give up, we donate, we let go of the vices, he's happy with us. But how should I show my love? His love is that he doesn't want us to suffer. So donate does not mean that he need donation. He says, let go. Make yourself free. If I give donation, they will increase. No? If you give donation, you multiply. No? He doesn't want it to multiply. Because when we give donation of money, when we give donation of our cooperation, when we give donation of our skills, they multiply. They are blessed and become more powerful. Vices do not become more powerful. This donation means let it go. And this is not incognito. It is let, even sometimes it helps us to make open promise. So that there is that prestige, if self-respect comes that I have done, I have made this promise, others also know it. So sometimes Dadiji used to ask, raise your hand, who will give up anger? Raise your hand, who will not smoke? Raise your hand. And it is officially known. This is also love. So it's a donation, not in a donation in this way, but it is to encourage, to get this confidence and also that respect for the self that yes, I have courage to let go of my defects, my weaknesses, my vices, my old samskaras. But then to express this is his love because he wants to be free. He wants to make us free from chronic sickness, addictions, habits. And in this way he sustains us as a doctor, as nurse, as carer, as mother, as teacher. But how should we give return? Is that we use all our specialities and qualities selflessly. This is return. All the qualities that Baba has given, I use for his yajna. I use for his service. I use for his children. It means the sanskaras of benevolent being. Not only just loving being. Selfless being, benevolent being. Because it is Baba, the benevolent being, is sustaining us. But it is sustaining to the loving mother. Because yesterday Baba said, I make Brahma Baba belong to me as your mother. Baba's bride, Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba's wife in this aspect, and he is our mother, male mother. This is unique thing. Male mother we have, senior mother. And so Baba filled in samskaras of in Brahma Baba as a mother. Shiv Baba's samskaras is detached, benevolent being. Totally detached. Benevolent. Brahma Baba's samskaras of giving, loving being, merciful being. So acceptance, Brahma Baba had acceptance of all the children. And then inspiring being, because from the example. As Dadi Janaki says that someone told her that she is also caring, sharing, giving and inspiring. And that was Brahma Baba's personality. This is giving sustenance. Shiv Baba gives sustenance to Brahma Baba and Brahma Baba gives sustenance to the children and then the children that give sustenance to others. So using my time, using my thought, using my skills, using my money, using my specialities, using my every breath for Baba's task is giving return. But this is the beauty of this is that the returns of this becomes then return for me in strengthening my sanskaras of love and benevolence, of knowledge, of detachment. So in this way, being bodiless is that return is Baba wants us to let go of body consciousness. And so this practice, this is incognito. Practice of bodiless stage. Practice of soul consciousness. Exercise of soul consciousness. If Baba gives sakash and power in incognito way, and so I am receiving this, exercising this in incognito way. It's by giving attention to the self. To give sustenance, the return of sustenance is first to give sustenance to my own self. I take care of my own stage. So the return of love is that Baba wants me that I should have the maximum love for what? Maximum love for my own stage. Maximum love for my own stage. And so it means I sustain myself. And through my stability, through my inner happiness, through my strong relationship with Baba, I am helping Baba. Then automatically, this is called spirituality, you know, sustaining my own self is spirituality. Sustaining others is royalty and divinity. Sustaining myself is a spirituality. Sustaining others is royalty and dignity and divinity. And this is why this divinity, that here, constant this consciousness of the truth and bliss of this life, Brahmin life, the most intoxicating happiness of this Brahmin life, bliss of Brahmin life, purity of my Brahmin life, lightness and freedom of my angelic life is dignity, divine dignity. So the picture of Vishnu is sustenance. The picture of Vishnu is for us the aim and object of sustenance. This is what is Lakshmi and Narayan, today Bhava said. And our aim object is that also to make others, those who are orphans, to make them belong to Baba. That is also return. But the real return which will come for future as well is now that I become the embodiment of sustenance now, for myself and for others. And that it means that my intellect is free. Only then I can give return to Baba. Baba is thinking of me and I can think of him. Baba is teaching the soul and I can remain soul conscious. So I sustain myself, it means how much I am spinner of the cycle of self-realization. How much I am Swadarshan Chakradhari. So I am feeding positive, pure, powerful thoughts to myself. So my spiritual sustenance for myself is spinning the cycle of self-realization. My spiritual sustenance for myself being healthy is I'm conqueror of Maya. So then Baba does not have to come and protect me. I show him, yes, I am Mahavir. So I have this maze of a yogi life. So I'm soul conscious, I'm yogi, I'm Raj Yogi. Then it is just like, because Baba wants to make the world pure. And so the help of purity, return of his sustenance is that I inspire others, our vision, our vibrations, our relationship with others, our behavior with others is pure, divine. And this is what it is, balance of the power and detachment, love and detachment. So it means the life is pure life. Viceless life. Virtuous life. And so Baba has opened my third eye. Baba has given me the true knowledge, true light. So we don't have to give knowledge back to Baba. Return of knowledge is not to give knowledge to others. But return is means to support, to really give cooperation so that we give the true light to others. This truth is shared with others without any hesitation, without any fear, without any doubt. So serving others, sustaining others. So Baba has given me sustenance and then I give sustenance by being now this embodiment of four subjects. This is return. Just like a teacher teaches, the return to the sustenance of the teacher is not that you teach the teacher. The teacher wants the return is not that we teach the teacher, but what teacher has taught us. The teacher teaches, then you show what teacher has taught to others. No? So Baba has given us this Vishnu sustenance image. And so we become this embodiment and give, create such a world. This is return, cooperation, or fulfilling Baba's hope, which in return is reward for us, that we remain healthy, wealthy, happy, prosperous, long life, beautiful life, blissful life, balanced life. So this is what is now we give the return. Let my life belongs. In one word, I give my life in the return of sustenance. Let my life be for Baba, for Yajna, for his service, which becomes an eternal life, immortal life. Om Shanti. If you want to ask any question, I also have a duty, not duty but a joy actually. I have to go to the, for an invitation is celebration. And so Diwali is for us, one place, other place, other place, other place. And good chance for you, if you have any question, one or two question I can answer, and then there can be meditation. Right? So then you can have a powerful bhatti, yoga. No question? Okay. Yeah, okay. Can you come here? Then others can also hear because it...
I'm Gillian from Oxford and I have a fear of giving myself to Baba totally, and I've been feeling like really holding back on it for a long time now, thinking I don't want to do that, and yet I feel this love for him, and I love the Murli, and I love Amrit Vela time, but it's just like it's just this like final sacrifice thing of thinking that I've got to you know, like you say, you know, you have to give yourself. And I'm struggling with that, okay. Really.
What is the meaning of giving myself? Giving myself is giving care, sustenance, attention for my spiritual progress. That is giving my life to God. It does not mean that one has to live in the building of the center. Giving myself is giving what Baba has taught and taught me. I really give to myself that. so that I get this sustenance, strength, and I give proof to God that yes, you are right, your sustenance is great. So he tells me that you live in the center of the forehead, so this is knowledge, and I give the return, yes, I live here, I don't live here. Most of the time we live here, or we live here. So I don't live here all the time, but I hear my praise, my defamation. If I live here, then I am not giving the return of sustenance. First thing he said, be in the center of the forehead. And so my life is me, the soul, and I give attention to it. Second thing he says, that make change your vision. You are a soul, practice to see others, the soul behind the skin. And so my life, I give attention to this. I see many wrong things, but you said, see, but don't see. See only what Baba has given you to see, and what is the method for that? You don't sit here in your eyes. Don't sit here in your eyes. You sit in my eyes. And really, truly, I say, okay, now I give myself to sit in your eyes. And when I'm sitting in your eyes, if I will see, what will I will see? Only the vision that you have for others. I will see through your eyes, because I am sitting in your eyes. And you are sitting in my eyes. And when you are sitting in my eyes, who will come to see me? They won't see my eyes. I was angry, I was jealous, I had vicious vision. Now you are sitting in my eyes. They won't see me, my past. I'm sitting in your eyes, so people come to see me. So in my eyes they will see you, not me. So I'm giving myself. I'm giving myself to sit in his eyes. I'm giving myself to sit in my forehead. I'm giving myself to sit in his heart. And so I'm sitting in his heart. My heart is clean. This is what is giving my life. The return of his love is he gives knowledge. He wants to make my life. Like parents want to see the child healthy and beautiful, the first step, healthy and beautiful child and bright child. And so my parents also sustain me with spiritual this, no? They want to see me healthy, means no vices. They want to see me the light shining and bright in knowledge, no? I shine with that knowledge. So I enjoy my life, so I don't have fear. So if somebody comes to see me, so first they will see because I am not here. Now, behind my eyes, I am, and in front of the pupil, he is there. So when I am looking at, so first they will see Baba, and then they will see me. And when I am in Baba's eyes, first how Baba sees me, and then his vibrations I will take, I also see in the same way then. This is called giving the life. It's not a gross thing. So it makes us fearless and immortal. Right? Thank you.